Programming support for ASISU Speaks on KISU is made possible through funding from ISU Credit Union. ISU Credit Union is providing financial solutions to members from their offices in Pocatello, Idaho Falls, Blackfoot, and Burley. Services include mobile and online banking, mortgage loans, auto loans, and more. Modern financial support provided for you in a caring, member-friendly environment. ISU Credit Union. You've never seen banking like this.
This is Christoph Kasun. Today, I am joined by Chris Nordker, ASISU Senator representing the College of Pharmacy. Chris is also the representative for Pocatello and the International Pharmacy Students Federation. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Great.
Good. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So I always like to start these off with giving a little bit of background on you.
Okay.
So where are you from?
So I grew up in Preston, Idaho.
Okay.
Which is about an hour away.
Mm-hmm. So not very far.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Pretty familiar with Pocatello growing up too.
Yeah. Did you spend a lot of time in Poke?
I did. I had a sister about 15 years ago.
Uh-huh.
She went to school here.
Okay. Okay. So generations of ISU students.
Yeah.
How did you decide to come to ISU?
I think just hearing about it from my sister and then it being so close, I had recruiters come to my high school a lot, and I found out that there was a pharmacy school here, so naturally I grew up with that as my target going to school here.
Nice. So you always knew you were a Bengal.
Yeah.
Nice. I love that. So how did you decide on pharmacy? Did you always know you wanted to be a pharmacist?
I mean, in middle school, I had a lot of ideas of what I wanted to become. Some things I considered was like a veterinarian science some kind of working in a zoo or something like that.
Okay.
But I think just job shadowing through a bunch of different healthcare careers, and also kind of I had some influence from my dad because he always thought pharmacists were honorable people. He really looked up to them. So
wow.
That kind of got into my mind that I want to become a pharmacist.
Nice. And did you ever consider any other professions in health profession, or you always knew pharmacy?
I kind of had my mind set on pharmacy.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's very cool.
I did well in chemistry classes, so I thought pharmacy would go along really well with that.
Very nice, very nice. So this is your first year in office as a senator.
Mm-hmm.
How has that experience been going?
Oh, it's been going great.
Yeah?
I really enjoy the people I work with in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we all have really good mindsets for the student body government.
Yeah.
And the student body itself.
Very nice. What do you think might be your favorite part of the ASISU experience so far?
Just meeting new people, having the chance to see what the school has to offer and how I can help with those programs.
Yeah. What motivated you to run for office?
I had some friends that actually had been in the Senate before.
Right. Kevin Perman.
Yeah, Kevin Perman.
Yep.
He was a pharmacy senator.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I have, so my brother-in-law, whom my sister who came here, she married, he was in it.
Okay, he was a senator as well?
For the College of Business.
Nice.
Yeah, so he told me, like, I should run.
Yeah.
So.
Nice, it's a good experience. I mean, I did it for 3 years and no complaints.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really a phenomenal organization to be a part of. As you said, you get to meet people from different backgrounds and people in different colleges and different perspectives, and you kind of have to figure out how you're going to cooperate to get things done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what ASISU committee are you serving on?
So I'm on the Rules and Appointments Committee.
Okay.
And I actually chair that committee.
Nice.
And then we meet whenever to interview people and run through bills that the Senate's going to pass.
So Rules and Appointments really is kind of in charge of making sure everything ASISU you're doing is by the books.
Yep.
So you have to be really familiar with the law.
That's right.
And that kind of stuff. Yeah. ENR. I didn't get a chance to ever sit on ENR, but I always wanted to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. But I think the appointment stuff is fun. I got to sit in on some interviews and interview some senators to be appointed. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
And I was actually appointed by ENR my third year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I didn't actually run. I was ready to, you know, give up my seat, move on to other things. And then one of these seats for graduate school was open at the time. And then Damora Marshall, she was the other grad senator, and she was like, Chris, they're looking for somebody. Nobody wants to do it. Will you come back? And I was like, yes, I will come back and serve.
Nice.
Yeah, but it's nice. You know, there's a lot of good work, so we appreciate your service.
Thanks.
Vinci and everything. Nice. So, what do you love about ISU?
ISU, I really enjoy the students that come here. It's pretty broad in its diversity. I feel like there's a lot of international students.
Yeah.
So that's great to have that cultural experience from them.
Do you have a lot of international student friends?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I have some friends from, well, I've met people from Vietnam.
Ooh.
Been able to experience from them, and also like India, Nepal.
Very nice. Yeah. Are there a lot of international students in the pharmacy program? I was wondered.
Well, so in my class, there's at least three people from Vietnam.
Okay.
And then there's a couple of students, graduate students that I work with from the Middle East, Nepal.
Very cool. And I imagine they must bring very different perspectives to pharmacy.
Yeah.
Being international.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's my favorite thing about being at ISU. Uh-huh. It's being able to get all those different perspectives. And I'm in political science.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I love that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, always getting into some type of controversial political discussion.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So tell me more about your program. Tell me about your faculty.
So the faculty are they're really great to learn from.
Mm-hmm.
We have, in the pharmacy program, we have actually three classes all connected at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Pocatello and then one in Meridian as an outreach campus. And then the school has connections with the University of Alaska.
Okay.
And so we actually have like 15 students in our class from Alaska.
Wow. So do they just like Skype in?
Yeah, so every day there's a technician guy that connects all of our classes together.
Wow.
And then we have microphones in front of us. So someone pushes the mic to speak, the camera will like zoom in on them.
Right.
So we get to see everyone from each class.
That's pretty cool. Nice. Like all of you in all these different places being there at the same time, taking the same class.
Yeah, who would have thought that would be the day?
Right, 2019 technology.
Uh-huh.
I love it. And ISU is a great place for that type of technology.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's pretty well integrated. I've had a couple of classes too using that type of technology and it works pretty well.
Yeah.
And it's just always fun to see how the professor navigates all these different students in different places with different ideas and different thoughts.
That's true.
Yeah.
Sometimes our professors are actually from those other campuses too.
Right.
So we're watching them on screen and then they'll have their PowerPoints pulled up.
Yeah. So do you feel like it's the same learning experience when the professor is being Skyped in?
I mean, it's a lot easier to be distracted
because
they're not in the classroom, and if I kind of go off on my computer, they won't know.
Right. The accountability isn't there.
Yeah. But sometimes they will like call on people by name. They'll like pull out popsicle sticks and go through people's names.
Okay.
So it kind of puts you on your toes. But
nice. So you always still have to be prepared and make sure you did the reading and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Nice. And how far are you in the program?
So I'm in my second year out of 4 years total.
Right.
And it's 3 years in classroom, and then we have 1 year out at a pharmacy, rotating around pharmacy sites.
Doing like a rotation.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you have any idea where you want to do your rotation?
I'm not sure exactly. I mean, it seems like it's kind of hard to get a position here in Pocatello, which I might hope for. But if I were to go out, maybe like Reno or Boise.
Nice. So still kind of staying in this region.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, our school has specific sites like Boise, Reno, here, and Coeur d'Alene.
Okay, nice.
So we have to pick one of those sites. But I hear like Reno, for example, has a really big hospital. And people that go there get a lot of experience because there's a lot of, they have a lot of intense like sick people come in.
So. Right. So it's a little bit more intense work.
Yeah.
Nice. So that's really good experience though.
Yeah.
Nice. And do you still keep in contact with Kevin?
Kevin,
Because he's off doing rotation now.
Yeah.
Right.
I see pictures. He's actually in Reno right now.
Nice. He's doing that rotation.
Yeah.
Nice.
I haven't talked to him too much lately.
But he's out there killing it. Yeah. Doing all the good things.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kevin was with me for 2 years in Senate. Uh-huh. Yeah. He was definitely one of my favorites. He was always so put together, and everything he said was just, I feel like, very well measured.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like he really knew how to diffuse situations and, like, make really good points.
That's right.
Yeah,
he did.
So, Kevin doing awesome things, very proud.
Yep.
Yeah. So, tell me a little bit about the International Pharmacy Students Federation. How did you get involved with them? And
well, so my undergraduate, I actually went to a school in Hawaii.
Okay.
And there, I had a lot of first-hand experience with international cultures.
Uh-huh.
So that really got me interested.
Mm-hmm.
And coming back here to Pocatello and Idaho, I wanted to seek out opportunities to see what is out there as far as pharmacy goes,
mm-hmm,
in international terms.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been working with the international program to try and have international students come here that,
mm-hmm,
are studying pharmacy,
mm-hmm,
as well as helping students go out to study, to see what pharmacy is like out in the world.
Right, which I imagine is very different.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I even like thinking about pharmacy in America compared to my country in Trinidad, I feel like there's just so much less regulation,
mm,
in terms of what pharmacists can and cannot do.
Yeah.
Like in Trini, we kind of have this culture that pharmacists are kind of like doctors.
Oh.
So many times when I was sick growing up, like, my dad would just take me to see our local pharmacist.
Uh-huh.
And I tell him how I was feeling, and he'd prescribe stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's so common back home to, like, give pharmacists that type of trust. Like, they're legitimate, like, healthcare providers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, yeah. So how do you feel about that?
I mean, It's a lot more strict here in America.
Much more strict.
But I do see it heading in that direction.
Yeah?
Not necessarily the pharmacists are taking over the role of prescribers,
mm-hmm,
but more of, in a retail setting, people can come to the pharmacy and it's real quick. The pharmacist can do, like, some tests,
mm-hmm,
right there on the scene, and then be able to prescribe certain medications.
Right.
And they do need to have, like, a collaboration with a physician in order to do that.
Yes.
But in other areas, such as, like, hospital, I see pharmacists working with the prescribers, and they're both working as a team,
mm-hmm,
to decide what's the best treatment for the patient.
Right, right. Nice. So you kind of see, you think it's going to move more in the direction of pharmacists having a bit more autonomy,
mm-hmm,
and being able to work more with other healthcare providers.
Right.
Nice. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think it's going to, at the end of the day, save people a lot of money and time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm not that sick, and it's a common thing that I have, and I can just see a pharmacist and get it taken care of quicker than going through the full doctor production.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, based on our healthcare setup in America, I don't really know how much that's going to work out, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
How do you feel about healthcare in America?
I think there's areas that need to be improved.
And, yeah.
I mean, it's not perfect, but for now, it's working pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I could go in depth with a lot of things, but
I see you. Yeah, I think my personal opinion on healthcare, well, I come from a social country.
Mm-hmm.
So in Trinidad, we have free healthcare. It's not the best by any means, of course. We're still a developing country. But there's public hospitals, and there are places I can go and get care for free.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've just always had that perspective that healthcare is something that is a right, and it's not a privilege.
Right.
And I really genuinely believe that it shouldn't be something we should have to worry about.
Right.
Like, I should not have to be afraid of getting injured and change how I live my life because, yeah, I'm afraid of, like, getting sick and going to the doctor.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't even been able to ski. I'm wanting to go skiing since I came to America, and I'm so afraid of skiing and snowboarding because I know I'm going to get injured, and I do not want to deal with the healthcare system,
uh-huh,
when I get injured.
Yeah,
I have, like, a running joke among my friend group. Like, I tell them if I ever get that sick, book a ticket and take me back home because, like, it's going to be so much cheaper in the long run if I get healthcare back home than here.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and I guess there's a lot of people who feel that way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so hopefully in the future we can do more to like make healthcare more accessible to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think in the long run it would be a lot cheaper for the government to have a single insurance kind of system, but because today we have all, since America is like kind of a capitalist nation, we have like people can shop for certain insurances,
right?
And it kind of conflicts, like there's conflicts that occur, and that can cost the healthcare system more money. But
I mean, in my opinion, and that's kind of what the research says too, right?
Yeah,
you end up spending less money in the long run, and you get better health outcomes. Yeah. So in more of like a equitable social type of policy.
Yeah, everyone's.
But again, it's so divisive. Healthcare is such a political issue in America.
I know, it is.
Which is so crazy. Okay. So do you pay attention to politics at all?
I mean, I'm so focused on my studies, it's kind of hard.
Right.
But I do like to listen to other people's opinions, kind of see what's going on in the political world.
Yeah. So how do you feel about your ASISU experience? Maybe socializing you to become more political. Do you feel like that's happening at all? Do you feel like you're stepping into the role of... Because you are a politician.
Uh-huh. It's definitely helping me fulfill more of a leadership role.
Nice.
That I can take with me in my future career.
Yeah.
So I really enjoy learning how leadership works.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't think leadership fits me really well.
Okay.
Like, I mean...
So when I'm
I don't think I'd be a strong leader, is what I'm trying to say.
I think you're stronger than you think you are. And leaders have such different personalities. I don't feel like there's one particular personality I think that makes a good leader.
Okay.
I think you can have different leaders do things very different ways.
Yeah.
Like, I've always been under the impression that the leaders that do the best work and make the most change in the world are the ones that actually work behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
They're not the ones in your face. They're not the ones in front of the podium. Those are the faces.
Yeah.
The real leaders are the ones behind them, writing the policies, doing the work, doing the research, talking to constituents. So I think being chair of ENR was perfect for you, actually.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I love that. So you said you did your bachelor's in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen? How did you go from Idaho to Hawaii?
Well, growing up in Hawaii, I always...
You grew up in Hawaii?
I mean, growing up in Idaho, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I always hated winter when it was super cold.
Mood.
So, I mean, when it was wintertime, I'd be dreaming about being on a beach somewhere.
Yeah.
And then I found out about a school over in Hawaii, so my brother and I actually decided that we wanted to go together.
Wow.
And that was really fun.
Wow. And so, what did you study?
I studied biology.
Okay. And that's kind of, is that standard pre-pharmacy type stuff?
Yeah,
very nice. And what did your brother study?
He studied business.
Okay, that's so cool. I like that, going with a friend. Yeah, as somebody who came to this country alone, it is scary.
It's scary, right?
Yeah, if you can definitely have somebody with you, it's a lot easier. So how long did you live in Hawaii?
About 4 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. And what was it like?
It's paradise.
Paradise.
It's hard to study because the beach is so close.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean... One day we'd be studying in the library and then take an afternoon off and go swimming in the ocean, chill on the beach.
Nice. Did you do like any surfing or any of that type of stuff?
I tried to.
Yeah.
I wasn't very good at surfing.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of hard because you have to build up your muscles.
Right. It's pretty athletic.
Yeah.
It looks good on TV, but to do it in real life is hard.
Yep.
Nice. Exactly. And when you came back to Idaho, what was the transition like? Was it crazy, like, going back from Hawaii to here? Or did it feel like coming home?
I don't know. I was so used to the one season over in Hawaii.
Right.
That I was a little bit looking forward to having multiple seasons. So it was exciting coming back, but after a couple months, I realized, I wish I was still in Hawaii. So nice every day.
So nice. True. Yeah, it's the same back in Trini. Like, I feel like the weather is just stable.
Mm-hmm.
It's either rainy or it's sunny.
Yep.
It's equal daylight throughout the year.
Yep.
6 to 6.
Yep.
That was like, I didn't even realize, like, before I left Trini, how much of like a gift that was. Because I've been in Pocatello for about 5-6 years now, and it still freaks me out when it gets dark too early,
yeah,
or it takes too long to get dark.
Yeah.
It just, I feel like out of balance.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I'm just so used to stasis.
Some days I feel like I go to school early.
Yeah.
It's dark outside, and then I'm studying all day and then leave, and it's still dark outside.
Right?
Didn't see the daylight at all.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yep.
Yeah. So definitely weather is huge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I would have gone somewhere warm too to study. Yeah, I don't know how I ended up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are your plans for after you graduate? So you're gonna do your rotation,
mm-hmm,
and then hopefully get into a position. Do you want to work? What type of pharmacy setting do you see yourself in?
I really like the idea of hospital pharmacy.
Okay.
Clinical role or research.
Research,
considering,
yeah.
Considering research too.
Yeah. Have you dabbled in any research?
I have.
At ISU, yeah.
At ISU, so there's
nice.
A professor I kind of work with.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of like a geneticist.
Okay.
And so he also studies cancer, so I mm-hmm. get to do things in the lab with him,
mm-hmm.
kind of learn how that works.
Nice, nice. So what kind of research more specifically have you guys been working on?
So we've been looking at tumor cells.
Okay.
For certain cancers, and then trying different medications
mm-hmm.
that another professor actually he brews up.
Okay.
And then we do tests on those drugs.
Wow.
To see if they're effective at all and helping the cancer treatment.
Nice. That's really cool work.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Sounds difficult, but awesome work.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun once I kind of know what I'm doing.
Right, right. I bet. And I mean, it's work that's making a difference today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you feel like, because ISU is a research university,
right?
Do you feel like the pharmacy program puts enough emphasis on the research side of things?
Hmm. I'd like to see more research being done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of hard because the pharmacy school is focused on the professional side of pharmacy, getting people to know how to fulfill their role as a pharmacist.
Right.
Instead of the research side of it. But there are graduate students and teachers that do work in research.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Have you been able to present any of it?
I did.
Yeah?
Actually... So me and a couple other students mm-hmm. were kind of working on the genetics part and doing some research. And we presented a poster actually at a pharmacy convention recently. So.
Very cool. Where was the conference?
In Sun Valley,
Wow.
Idaho.
Nice, nice. Was that your first conference experience?
Yeah.
What was it like?
It was a little... I don't know.
Overwhelming at first?
A little overwhelming at first.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of people we talked to who I found out later were... pretty high up in the Idaho side of pharmacy.
Yep, yep.
So I'm glad I didn't know that they were like those high up people, but
yeah,
because I probably would have been more nervous. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but I love conferences, but I agree they're kind of overwhelming the first time you step in.
Mm-hmm.
Like my first conference was the Midwest Political Science Association conference in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So usually like a big group of us from my department would go down and it's the biggest conference in the Midwest for my field, and it was all in one massive hotel, and you walk in and there are just thousands of political scientists everywhere.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then you look around and everybody has their little name tags on.
Yeah.
And then you start noticing names that you've read. And I read her book. I know who that is.
Whoa.
And it's like, oh my God. It's nerve-wracking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Right? But it's so cool that you kind of get to go and present research that you work so hard on and meet other great researchers and professors and build those networks across universities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Do you plan on going to any other conferences or do you want to keep pursuing research?
I want to keep on kind of on my periphery vision. Kind of.
Nice. Just kind of on the burner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not my main focus.
Yes.
But definitely keep it in mind.
Nice.
And if there's more opportunities in the future for conferences,
mm-hmm.
I'd definitely be open to going to those.
Absolutely. I love that. Nice. So, Chris, I always like to finish off these interviews asking you to give a little advice.
Okay.
So, do you have any advice for maybe a younger version of yourself?
A younger version of myself?
Yeah.
So, someone maybe going into pharmacy school?
Maybe, yeah.
Hmm. Let me think. I mean... It's pretty important to to stay in school and focus on your dreams and your goals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been discouraged a lot of times going into pharmacy.
Yeah.
Maybe thinking, like, is this really for me?
Mm.
I mean, I've always been scared of the idea of one day me giving drugs to someone that has the potential of maybe killing them or putting them in a very serious condition.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I find, as I just keep going from day to day, that I'm gaining more knowledge. It's becoming easier. I'm gaining more confidence. So really, it's just keep sticking with what you're going.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you find that that's really what you want to do, and it will work itself out as you keep going.
Right.
There'll be roadblocks, of course, but yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, don't be afraid. Just embrace it. Embrace the experience. Yeah. And if pharmacy is for you, it's for you. You'll know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Nice. I love it. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Chris, for being here with me today.
Thank you.
Yeah. Best of luck on the rest of the semester and the rest of your time in office.
Okay.
You guys seems like you're doing phenomenal work, so I can't wait to see what else comes out of the Senate.
Financial support for KISU's ASISU Speaks comes from ISU Credit Union, with offices in Idaho Falls, Blackfoot, Burley, and Pocatello. ISU Credit Union provides a full line of services for financial solutions, including home, auto, and RV loans, and credit cards. Over 5,000 shared branches nationwide, and much more. ISU Credit Union, you've never seen banking like this.
Episodes of ASISU Speaks are posted on our website at kisu.org. Click on Programs and ASISU Speaks. This program typically airs Tuesday nights at 7 p.m., due to an ISU Athletics event preemption tomorrow evening. We're hearing the program tonight. Tune in for ISU Women's Basketball tomorrow beginning at 6:40 p.m. Listen during halftime for a new KISU segment titled Behind the Uniform, that hosted by ISU student Seji Wood. Coming up next on KISU Pocatello, Idaho Falls, Rexburg, it's Matt's Movie Tracks.
I'm Kelly Lonergan, Assistant Professor of Graphic Design in the College of Arts and Letters. Graphic design has a long history, and it affects each of our lives on a daily basis. At Idaho State University, we have the capability to educate our students with a broad spectrum of cutting-edge equipment and tools, but we also have an appreciation for the past, the roots of graphic design. Within the Kegel Liberal Arts Building, there is an experimental print lab operated by Pinion J Press, which is a fully functional letterpress studio that supports the university and exposes students to the traditional process of letterpress printing. We seek to carefully maintain this printed piece of history, just as we strive to apply it to contemporary applications. Idaho State, respecting the past and broadening futures, your hometown university.